And that is what it's about, too. It is definitely about getting help. If the heart can be broken, if it can be broken. Now, let me share this with you, because I know I may not have been completely fair in the way I posed the question. I asked the question, do you think that the heart can really be broken? And I know some of you are asking the question, well, what exactly do you mean by that? Because we know that, you know, when we're talking about a broken heart, from a spiritual point, the spirit of the man or the spirit of the woman can definitely be broken. That loss takes place and it can be devastating. So we know that can happen. So let's go ahead and really focus the question now. Can the physical heart be broken? And not because of some type of terrible physical calamity that has taken place. In other words, for example, let's say someone has been shot in the heart or a terrible wreck has occurred and the steering wheel just crushed the chest of the driver. Can the heart be messed up in that situation too? Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm still focusing on some of the events, the types of events that I described. For example, a breakup. How about the loss of a pet? Can situations like that cause the physical heart to break, to actually be damaged, injured, with no physical contact whatsoever? In the breakup, there was no physical activity. In other words, no fighting, no fist fighting, nobody stabbing somebody with a knife, none of that. The person just went up to him and finally said, hey, listen, this isn't working for me. I don't want this relationship anymore. I'm out. And that's it. No physical blows, no physical contact whatsoever, just the breakup, the words, and then the separation. Can the physical heart break because of an event like that? WebMD is sharing a lot of information about that, and I'm kind of thinking there may be some surprises in this discussion and the answer to the question, can the heart really break, the physical heart break, when there is no physical contact made whatsoever? Well, researchers have confirmed in recent years what people long suspected. Extreme stress can literally break your heart. And as they learn more about this relatively rare condition, they're finding that it's not only caused by the loss of a loved one, medical treatments, job loss, and other major life stressors have been linked to the breaking of the heart. It's a syndrome known medically as Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, and it mainly affects women. While the medical literature on broken heart syndrome is sparse, more cases are coming to light, with additional information about how it happens and how long-term the risks are. Earlier in 2018, Canadian researchers reported a case of broken heart syndrome in a 63-year-old woman who was being treated for metastatic breast cancer. Over a 6-year period, researchers from MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston found 30 patients having cancer treatment fit the criteria for broken heart syndrome. You're locking that name of that disorder into your minds? Broken heart syndrome. Fortunately, none of those 30 patients who had cancer treatment had a recurrence, but the researchers say that the diagnosis should be considered in cancer patients who get chest pain. In another report, a doctor presented case histories of two older women, one treated for chronic lung disease and the other treated for gastritis, both of whom had broken heart syndrome. So you're getting it? People who are experiencing medical distress, experiencing also broken heart syndrome. When a patient's heart, quote unquote, breaks, and we are talking about the physical heart, when that patient's heart breaks, the main pumping chamber, the left ventricle, weakens, and that leads to pain and shortness of breath. The condition is reversible and it's temporary, but it can lead to complications similar to those after a heart attack. Experts think that it's caused by a flood of hormones, such as adrenaline, produced during a stressful situation that stuns the heart. And in some of the pictures, some photos of broken heart syndrome, they showed a photo of a heart that had been broken, that was literally showing, illustrating a part of the heart that was literally bleeding as a result of having been broken. Literally bleeding. Looked like about a 2 or 3 inch wide path of blood that was flowing from the heart where it had broken. Broken heart syndrome. Joni Simpson, 63, experienced it roughly 2.5 years ago after the death of her beloved Yorkshire Terrier, Mia. The dog's name was Mia, a Yorkshire Terrier whom she loved dearly, and Mia died. And Mia's death, though, was just one of many challenges that Joni Simpson had at the time. Her husband was about to retire. That was stressful for her. The sale of some property wasn't going smoothly. Her son was dealing with worsening back problems. Her son-in-law lost his job. And y'all know how that can be. Son-in-law loses job, that means stress for the daughter. Stress for the daughter means stress for the parents. So she's dealing with all of this. Sale of property wasn't going well. Her son dealing with worsening back problems, and back problems can be very serious. Her daughter's husband lost his job. Her husband, of course, was about to retire, and we think of that as being a positive change in life. But think about it. Sometimes getting a new job is stressful. Even when it is a job we wanted, applied for, sought after. Retirement is something that can be both exciting and stressful. So she was going through a lot. Little Mia, and on top of all of these other stressors, her little Yorkshire Terrier named Mia, whom the couple had adopted when she was just 1 year old, was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. She was on the way down. Her health just continued to deteriorate. And her decline was difficult to watch. And after she died, 63-year-old Joanna Simpson thought she was coping. But a few days later, she woke up with chest pains and shoulder pains. And fearing the worst, a massive heart attack, she went to the doctor. She went to the hospital. Her doctor, a cardiologist at Houston's Memorial Hermann Heart and Vascular Institute, also worried that she was experiencing a massive heart attack. But after running some tests, he found a different cause of her pain. Literally, a broken heart. More than 6,200 cases of broken heart syndrome were reported in 2012 in the United States. And that was up from about 300 in 2006, according to Dr. Doble, the physician who treated Ms. Simpson. Most of the patients, again, are women, and the increase, they're thinking, is likely because more people know about the condition. Broken heart syndrome. Let's find out some more about this when we get back together in just a few.